First, let's take a look at our headlines for this hour.
President Miguel Díaz-Canel says Cuba will never negotiate under pressure or threats.
Cuban foreign minister starts tour of Caribbean countries.
Top Brazilian court will reconsider appeal by Lula da Silva.
U.S. officially files extradition request for Julian Assange.
And now the news in detail.
President Miguel Díaz-Canel said Tuesday that Cuba will never negotiate with the United States under pressure and threats, in clear opposition to the aggressive policy dictated by the Donald Trump administration against the Caribbean country. In that sense, the Cuban head of state recalled in Twitter a statement by leader Fidel Castro when he said that honor, the country, and dignity are non-negotiable, just like independence, sovereignty, history, and glory. With this reflection, Díaz-Canel once again condemns the recent measures announced by the United States that intensify the economic, commercial, and financial blockade imposed on Cuba for nearly 60 years. The new escalation further reinforces the encirclement at a cost for the Cuban economy that in 2018 exceeded $134 billion at current prices and the figure of $933 billion taking into account the depreciation of the dollar against the value of gold on the international market.
Cuba's Foreign Minister Bruno Rodriguez began Tuesday a tour of Caribbean countries that will include official visits to Trinidad and Tobago, St. Lucia, Guyana, and Barbados. In the tweet where the top Cuban diplomat made the announcement, he also informed that he will attend the 6th CARICOM Cuba ministerial meeting to be held in Guyana on June 14th. Rodriguez added that the Caribbean will always be able to count on Cuba, and that relations are based on bonds of friendship, solidarity, and cooperation, and on the recognition that Cuba and the rest of the Caribbean islands share common challenges that can only be faced if they all remain united. Minister Bruno Rodriguez recalled a statement by the historical leader of the Cuban Revolution, Fidel Castro, when he said, "No circumstances can change Cuba's interest and willingness to strengthen the bonds of friendship and cooperation with the sister nations of the Caribbean. We shall spare no efforts to achieve regional integration and unity among our peoples." According to a statement by the Foreign Ministry website, tour will be suitable to reaffirm the historic bilateral relations of Cuba with the countries of the region, exchange on subjects of common interest, and ratify the willingness to continue strengthening the historic ties of friendship and cooperation.
In Brazil, the Supreme Federal Court Judge Gilmar Mendes has cleared for trial on Monday the request for freedom of former President Luiz Inácio Lula da Silva, this according to Brazilian media. The habeas corpus was presented by Lula's defense last year when then-Judge Sergio Moro accepted Brazilian President Jair Bolsonaro's appointment to lead the Justice Ministry. This time around, it is expected that the request will be analyzed by June 25th by a second panel of the Supreme Federal Court. The recent update on Lula's case comes one day after The Intercept Brazil published an extensive and hard-hitting exposé on the alleged political motivations behind Operation Car Wash or Lava Jato Task Force against the former president and his Workers' Party, as well as the unethical involvement of current Minister of Justice Sergio Moro. The documents were released in a three-part series where, according to The Intercept, it is proven based on leaked document and telegram messages between prosecutors and Moro that the supposedly apolitical and unbiased team spent hours internally plotting how to prevent the return to power by Lula and his party. The revelations show there was a total lack of heart and documented evidence to establish a case against Luis Ignacio Lula da Silva.
The United States government has formally submitted an extradition request against WikiLeaks founder Julian Assange to the United Kingdom, according to a U.S. official close to the issue quoted by the Washington Post on Monday. Assange officially denied his consent to an extradition request made by the U.S. on May 2nd before the Westminster Court of Magistrates in London. At that hearing, Assange said, "I do not wish to surrender for extradition. I'm a journalist, winning many, many awards and protecting many people," said Assange, who testified by video conference from the Belmarsh Maximum Security Prison, where he is imprisoned after having been condemned by another British court to 50 weeks of jail for violating his conditional freedom in 2012. The U.S. Justice Department has mounted 18 charges in total against him, with accusations of conspiring with former Army intelligence analyst Chelsea Manning to gain access to a government computer as part of a 2010 leak by WikiLeaks of hundreds of thousands of U.S. military reports about the wars in Afghanistan, Iraq, and American diplomatic communication.
And you've tuned to Radio Havana, Cuba. Thanks for joining us on the international shortwave radio frequencies of RHC, Radio Havana, Cuba. Now let's go back over to our news with Lena Valverde.
The departure of Cuban doctors that participated in Brazil's Mais Médicos, or More Doctors, program have dealt a severe blow to the South American nation's healthcare system and the promise made by the Bolsonaro administration that the vacancies they left would soon be filled has not been accomplished. A New York Times article on its Tuesday edition, under the headline "Brazil Fails to Replace Cuban Doctors, Hurting Healthcare of 28 million," provides example of the situation being experienced by the 34 remote indigenous villages and the poorer quarters of more than 4,000 towns where the Cuban doctors were deployed. During the presidential campaign, Bolsonaro insulted the role and dignity of the Cuban doctors and the assistance they were providing through Mais Médicos. And after his victory, Cuban authorities recalled the 8,517 doctors it had deployed in those areas. The article states that 6 months into Bolsonaro's presidential term, 3,847 public sector medical positions in almost 3,000 municipalities remain unfulfilled as of April. Ligia Bahia, a professor at the Federal University of Rio de Janeiro, told the Times that the willingness of Cuban doctors to work in difficult conditions became the cornerstone of the public health system. According to a report by the Pan-American Health Organization, PAHO, during the first 4 years of Mais Médicos, the percentage of Brazilians receiving primary care rose to 70% from 59.6%. Dr. Gabriel Vivas, an official with PAHO, told the Times that the withdrawal of Cuban doctors could reverse that trend, with the consequences especially severe for those under 5, potentially leading to the death of up to 37,000 young children by 2030. Regarding the Cuban doctors who opted to stay in Brazil after the cancellation of Cuba's participation in the program, the article says they remained unemployed since the exam they were promised they would be given to be eligible to work has not been offered since 2017. One of those doctors, Karel Sanchez, stationed in the Brazilian Amazon, told the Times that after waiting 5 months and being unemployed, he has moved to Sao Paulo, where he survives selling homemade sweets and working as a baggage handler at the airport.
The Minister of International Relations and La Francophonie of Quebec, Nadine Giraud, ratified the interest in the strengthening of bilateral ties during a meeting on Monday with the Cuban Minister of Science, Technology, and Environment, Elba Rosa Perez. Giraud told the Cuban official about the importance of continuing collaboration and exchanges with the Caribbean island on such issues as tourism, energy, agriculture, and climate change. In a tweet, the Cuban minister added that the Canadian minister also expressed interest in the development of partnerships and business opportunities between Quebec and Cuba in renewable energy. The encounter between the Cuban and Canadian official took place on the sidelines of the International Economic Forum of the Americas of the 25th Congress of Montreal, where Perez is heading the Cuban delegation. The event, running from June 10 to 12, is focusing on the digital revolution, artificial intelligence, circular economy, and climate change, and the cities of the future. According to the program of the forum, the Minister of Science, Technology, and the Environment of Cuba will speak on Wednesday in a plenary session entitled Towards a New Future in Energy, related to the dissemination of the use of renewable energy.
And those are some of the stories we're following for you here on Radio Havana, Cuba. Let's take a look once again at our headlines.
President Miguel Díaz-Canel says Cuba will never negotiate under pressure or threats.
Cuban foreign minister starts tour of Caribbean countries.
Top Brazilian court will reconsider appeal by Lula da Silva.
U.S. officially files extradition request for Julian Assange.